It's been entirely too long to talk to this guy, talk about what he's doing with his ladies' flag football. Now, Joe, last time we talked, I think since then it's been a little bit of a change from one college to the next, hasn't there?
Yeah, it definitely has, Rich. Made the move last March, down here to North Carolina and Wingate University from the school that I was at in Missouri. And, since then it's been kind of full speed ahead and just wrapped up our first season, had a great year, but it's definitely been a whirlwind year for sure.
You got things started at once again, William Woods University, kind of where you started things out and got everything going right there. But, coaches always, you're always looking and stuff like that. And were you kind of just kicking off their first inaugural flag football season with that school, Wingate, then?
Yeah, yep. So Wingate, it was a unique situation, to say the least. A lot of changes kind of happened where I was previously, and the opportunity here had come open. The conference that we played in this year, Conference Carolinas, under the NCAA Division II level, this was their first season as a conference, and this was Wingate's first season. And the opportunity was one that was really kind of hard to not take, to say the least, and really resonated. The big saying here is one dog, and if the saying with McCook is we are one. So that resonated with me, and just a lot of athletic success and a lot of things here in place for student athletes to have really good academic and athletic experiences here.
Really good season, Joe. 11-2. I think I look at your website. 11-2 coming off the three big wins in the Conference Carolinas tournament. So boy, you couldn't have been happier with the season you had.
No doubt. We started the year, played a couple exhibition games against some of the top NAI teams, and again, the NAI level being that level that's played the longest, into its sixth year now. And for us, it was a little bit of a, trying to overcome some adversity early on. Quarterback broke her hand, had an individual that had followed me from the previous school tear ACL, had another key player that was a two-way starter, with a stress fracture in her foot. So we were playing most of the season really with 11 girls, and playing 7-on-7. Five of them pretty much played both ways full time, and we had to adjust what we were doing offensively, and we were able to continue to play really strong defense, had a couple hiccups here and there, but over the course of the year was able to put it together by the end of it and make it work.
I see one of your losses during the regular season was to Barton, but you came back out a little payback then in the tournament, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely. So we lost our first home game, our inaugural home game against Barton, and then in the semifinals of the conference tournament had the opportunity to play him again. And, the pregame speech, I think motivated a little bit to kind of overcome, the nerves a little bit of that game. And we, like I said, pieced it together. The girls did a phenomenal job of, one, not making it about any one person or another and playing together. And, again, kind of using that school model of one dog and just finding a way to make it work and overcome and win at the end of the day.
Looking at your team picture after you won the tournament title, and I take it this is a very athletic bunch, isn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, first-year program, obviously, still 5 sophomores, 10 freshmen, and the group not necessarily compromised of individuals from one area, specifically or another. So was really impressed with what they were able to do. And, again, the limited depth that we had, but, the abilities that we had within the group was phenomenal, and a group that was, one, really adaptable, to the situations, very selfless in the sense of stepping up many of them to play some different positions that maybe they weren't expecting to play, like quarterback and in different spots like that. But, it's a really big commitment to their ability to buy in and make it work for the team.
I see the MVP, Addison Morgan, was more of a defensive player. She must have been a really tough person to defend. I mean, on the defensive side of the ball, but sometimes you don't see the MVP be on the defensive side, but apparently she was a pretty good player for you.
Yeah, no, definitely. So Addison was a state champion out of New York, actually one of our last individuals that I brought in. And, for us, she played really our free safety position and was one of our only real true free safeties. And didn't play the first day of the tournament, was kind of battling a couple little injuries herself, and then stepped in that second day. Had a phenomenal game against Barton, you know, in the first go around. You know, we had trouble against their passing game, and in that game was able to force turnovers and then offensively, you know, limit turnovers. But it was true, like, without anyone or all the cumulative of the team, I don't know if we would have been able to do it, but her impact definitely was significant, allowed us to, you know, overcome some mid-season issues that we had, you know, in that semifinal and championship game for sure.
Am I reading this right? Your quarterback was 23 of 23 on the day. Didn't have one incompletion at all.
Maybe. So, again, like, what we ended up doing by the end of the year was much different than what we had planned at the start of the year. You know, our quarterback that ended up playing, a gal out of Florida, you know, and probably led the country in rushing yards out of that quarterback position too. You know, ran some speed option, but was able to really kind of create the offense and build it around her strengths, you know, and not asking her to do too much or read too much, but, you know, was able to really piece it together. And like I said, didn't turn the ball over at all, really, in those last two games, and just played a really clean pair of games in that conference tournament.
Are you having withdrawals? I think the season's over for you. Are you having some withdrawals now?
Yeah, it's the semester's winded down. You know, we don't have a national postseason tournament just yet. 2028 will kind of be that first spring we're expecting. But, you know, the semester, today's the last day of classes. They have what they call reading day tomorrow. Finals start Friday and go through the end of next week. And, you know, it's gone fast. And now it's, you know, preparing for next season, you know, getting ready to bring in another large group to add to the depth, you know, and kind of make things a little bit easier. So really excited, you know, about what we did this year, but even more excited, you know, about what we can do moving forward.
That was my next question. How many returnees back and how many do you have to add to the mix for next year?
Yeah, of the 15, we'll return 13, you know, which is great. Two other individuals, they've actually decided to pursue another opportunity while attending Nebraska, you know, in their flag football program. You know, so we wish them the best of luck. But have 12 coming in at the moment as well. You know, very talented individuals. Again, not exclusive to one area or the other. You know, individuals from across the country that we felt could come in and contribute and compete at a high level. And regardless, you know, us being a Division II school, we feel pretty confident that we can compete with teams at any level. So feel really, really positive about the future and moving forward.
Now, Joe, is girls flag football a high school sport there in North Carolina? Sanctioned?
It as of next week, it might be. Uh-huh. You know, that's the exciting piece. You know, here within the last week, if you watch the NFL draft, you might have seen a couple announcements. The state of Maryland and then Washington, D.C. both sanctioned last week. The state of Kansas sanctioned girls high school flag football last week. You know, and for North Carolina, that's something that they'll vote on here this following week. There was about 120 schools within the state, you know, that played within this last full academic year. So it's definitely growing. It's ready to be sanctioned here in North Carolina, which is great. They consider it a club sport currently. So I think a lot of the athletes in the state, especially some of the better athletes that still play, you know, other sports and maybe are steered away from flag football because it's considered a club sport, you know, will now, you know, consider flag, you know, an option for them. And ultimately that'll help, you know, our program, I think. We have three this recruiting cycle coming in next year to help us out from the state of North Carolina. So it's definitely grown a ton. You know, when I got into this 5 years ago, there was only five states sanctioned. You know, again, as of last week with those couple of additions, it was 19 and looking hopefully for North Carolina to become number 20 next week.
So what's your summer looking like with school over? What are you going to do this summer there in North Carolina?
That's a great question. A lot of people have asked me that. And, you know, the focus was trying not to get too far down the road and really trying to get through this season, you know, and trying to ensure that we gave ourselves the best chance. But, you know, now that summer's upon us, you know, it's kind of taken a little bit of a step back, but, you know, the planning never really stops, you know, in the world of collegiate athletics, if you want to be very competitive, someone's always working, you know, so you have to continue to outwork them. So I'll be out, you know, recruiting a little bit more, starting to get ready to recruit that class of 2027 a bit harder, you know, and getting ready for this influx of depth to come in for us and be able to not have to worry as much about shuffling, you know, the chessboard or the puzzle as much, you know, to make things work like we had to this year.
I bet that's a beautiful part of the country, isn't it? I've always wanted to go toward that way, and I bet it's beautiful, isn't it?
It is. It is. I think I tell people all the time that's the biggest bonus, I think, with this move and transition for me is the weather. You know, I've always – what I tell people is lived in, you know, the Midwest, obviously, that it's everything from Nebraska, Colorado, South Dakota, Missouri, you know, and followed that Missouri River a number of times, you know, in different cities and places. But little nice change up. You know, I think it's pretty nice here 10 months of the year. You know, December, January, still had some cold spells and things like that. But especially when, like, the end of February hit here, you know, my parents are calling me. They're telling me it's snowing in the mountains still, things like that out in Colorado. And it's like, yeah, this is a pretty good change up.
I was going to ask you, the parents, your brothers, have a chance to come watch you or see your team play anytime?
Yeah, so my oldest brother, Ryan, was able to come out for the conference tournament. That was great, you know, to have him there to experience that and see us compete. Parents, you know, are weekly, you know, send us a game link so we can watch kind of thing, you know, and have conversations with them. Not daily, but just about, you know, about what we're trying to do and some of the things we were dealing with, trying to, you know, make sure that we could do what we were able to do by the end of the season.